Following the German Football Association's DFB decision to part ways with longtime partner Adidas, it becomes evident that financial considerations took precedence in this move. This decision has stirred considerable debate in Germany, prompting commentary even from political figures. However, from an economic standpoint, the decision seems rational. Notably, Nike was prepared to offer significantly more than Adidas for the partnership, and the financial prowess of the former FAR exceeds that of its German counterpart. While Adidas faced a loss of approximately 75 million euros, Nike boasted a gross profit of around 20 billion euros. The glaring disparity in financial standing is undeniable. Even when Nike experienced a downturn in its share prices, CEO John Donahoe pointed to the recent agreement with the German team as part of the company's strategy to make the necessary adjustments to succeed, expressing deep appreciation for the victory in Germany. Whether the amount paid was excessive or insufficient, the impact on the DFB cannot be underestimated. Financially, the association heavily relies on the success of the men's team, and its struggles become apparent without it. During Germany's three lackluster tournament years, the DFB earned a mere 27 million euros in bonuses, contrasted with the years of triumph, where they earned 61 million euros. The disparity is stark. Coupled with the ongoing tax evasion scandal and the unexpected doubled expenses for a new central hub in Frankfurt, the necessity of the Nike deal becomes apparent. Beyond the financial advantages of choosing Nike, there is the allure of Nike's global brand. Nike supplies uniforms for the NBA and the NFL, owns Michael Jordan's iconic Air Jordans, and has collections endorsed by Serena Williams. While Adidas boasts its own stars, Nike's global reach currently outshines its competitors. The DFB also seeks an internationalization strategy in marketing, and Nike's extensive global presence could provide significant momentum. The Nike ecosystem, spanning various sports, could prove more appealing worldwide than Adidas. Overall, Nike appears to have seized the opportunity, recognizing Adidas' current vulnerabilities and the DFB's urgency, thereby striking a deal that reverberated throughout the industry and the sport of football. Adidas has been the German national team's kit provider since 1954, except for a brief stint in the 1970s when they wore shirts made by Arima, a subsidiary of Adidas. The contract with Nike, slated to run through 2034, was deemed by far the best financial offer by the DFB. In a last-minute effort, Adidas CEO Dorn Golden attempted to sway DFB decision-makers in Frankfurt by offering a bid ranging between 65 million and 70 million euros annually. Ultimately, the deal with Nike is valued at approximately 100 million euros annually. Remember to follow Golia. If you enjoyed the episode, tap the love heart and share it with a loved one. You can always comment on the episode via Spotify mobile app by replying to the episode question. Your comment will get pinned to the episode for everyone on Spotify mobile app to read and react to it.